When you need the independence to speak your mind, you take it on the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5 FM.
Let's get into our conversation with Mr. Bernard Darrow, as he is, like I said, Calypsonian in the Dominican Republic and is getting ready for his competition. And we'd like to find out from him how it's going so far. Good morning and welcome. Your mic is muted, so we're not hearing you.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, man. And I say good morning to all the Freedom listeners, 106.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all who are tuned. Good morning. Let me just make some quick corrections to some of the things you said earlier on.
Sure.
Yeah. First and foremost is Dominica and not Dominica Republic. So it's Commonwealth of Dominica or just Dominica, but not Dominica Republic. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm. So clarified.
That's a small island between Martinique and Guadeloupe,
mm-hmm.
English-speaking country, nature island of the Caribbean. Yeah.
All right, so that's the first correction.
Yeah, a lot of people... I don't blame you. A lot of people get it wrong the first time. But it's our duty to correct.
No problem. I mean, when we are strong Caribbean people, we would like people to know exactly where we're from, you know?
If you ever heard about the World Creole Music Festival, it's also happening in Dominica. That's where it is, in Dominica.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. I have a brief bio on you. And I see that you've been involved in the Calypso arena for quite some time. So tell me how you decided to enter in Calypso to begin with.
Well, I would say of many years ago, I keep telling myself I want to go into Calypso. But every year I keep telling myself, next year I will go. And then... A whole 20 years passed me and I didn't go. So about 2 years ago, I decided to join.
Mm-hmm.
And when I joined, I did not make it past the elimination round. Because the first round is elimination round. And I didn't get past through that round. They cut my neck.
Oh, gosh.
So I don't know why. I mean, I felt that I sang good enough. I deserve to make it through the elimination round, but... There are judges, and the judges this season is always final.
Mm-hmm. What did you sing about?
My first year, I sang about social media. It's a song speaking about how the world has come to everyone has their phones. Everywhere you turn, somebody's phone is in their hand, and there's no privacy because all your business is on your phone, your bank account, all your private information is on your phone. So there's no privacy that people can get access to that, you know? So due to the fact that the phone has become a modern part of a human hand, that song came about, social media has taken over, you know, society.
So you talked about or sang about things that was happening in society at that time. From the objective... Well, the way that we learned it in Trinidad and Tobago, the objective of the Calypsonian or the Calypsonian was to be a recorder of what was happening in society at that time. Is it similar in Dominica?
Well, yeah, is that not just Dominica. I only speak things that are happening in Dominica. It happened all over the Caribbean. And you will testify to me that if you go on the street, you will see everyone with a phone in their hand. Sometimes they're not even watching where they're walking. It's the phone they check it, you know? So because of that, the song came about social media, you know? No privacy for you and me. Yeah.
What other topics do Calypsonians sing about in Dominica? I mean, here in Trinidad, it's from crime to social issues to nation building themes. What about Dominica? What are some of the stories in Dominica that are highlighting society at this point now?
The same issues, you know, the same issues. We speak about political issues, we speak about environmental issues, we speak about abuse, you know. So it's the same thing. Remember, we are one Caribbean. Whatever happens in Trinidad, it happens in Dominica, St. Lucia, Antigua, Martinique, is one Caribbean. I mean, we are separated by waters, but we are one big society. Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about what are some of the things that the judges look for? What would be the criteria that they're looking at for Calypsonians to get to the Monarch finals?
Well, I mean, in the competition, you are judged by a lot of different things, you know? So, I mean, your lyrical content would be one of that, what they judge you by, you know? The delivery of that content, your rendition of that content. Your dexterity, where you articulate when you sing, and even how you use your stage, management, you have been judged on that. And then if you have props or you have to do some kind of display at the back, you know, that all those things they are part of the judging.
When it comes to making ready your stage presentation, do you have a budget? Do you get assistance? Or is it straight out of your pocket?
Well, in my situation, I mean, I'm new to it, and for me, it was straight out of my pocket. It was straight out of my pocket for me. But those persons that was in the Calypso maybe longer than me, they maybe have different avenues. But I'm new to it. I'm just 2 years into it. And I guess later on I might get sponsor, but right for this year it was new to me, and all I did I did stuff I knew that I could handle, so it wasn't too much of a problem for me.
So what topics are you addressing for the competition this year?
Oh, and that was something I had to correct from the beginning as well. The competition, the final was held on the 14th of February. It means that the competition is done. Competition is done because it ended on the 14th of February.
How did you do?
Right. So I made it. Actually, the competition has different phases. So there's elimination round, and then from there you go to quarterfinals. So if you make it through elimination, then you go to quarterfinals. Then after quarterfinals, if you make it, you go to semifinals. And then after semifinals, if you make it, you go to finals. So I made it to the finals. And then in the finals, they are the top four places, but I didn't manage to get none of those there. I guess due to the fact I'm very new to the art form, and so, some of the pressure that came on top of me on the night, I succumbed to it. But
you'll be ready. So, okay, now that you know exactly what the stage is like and what you kind of fell short in, what would be the things that you'll be working on for next year?
Well, one of my biggest problems was I sang a verse twice.
You're nervous? And 'cause sometimes your memory, you know, you'll fall back on what you remembered last. Was it nerves?
Yeah. It could be nerves. It could be, but I'm not afraid of stage. So I don't want to say it's nerves, but it could be. It's my first time. I'm new to it. So I don't know if it's just the ambience, because that's one of the biggest show in the country. A lot of people come out to see that show. And you're on the stage looking at that big crowd, and it can be really intimidating. But I'm not afraid of crowd. I'm not afraid of the stage. I mean, that's my thing. But on the night in question, for some reason, I end up singing that verse twice. And mind you, I believe if I had sang my both songs without making any mistake, there would have been a place for me in the top four.
So you all do two songs for the competition?
Two songs in the finals.
Right.
In the finals, we do two songs.
So you don't do two songs in the prelims. It's a little different. Well, it used to be that format here in TNT where the competitor did two songs. One probably like a hard-hitting social commentary, and then another one that was a little easier, you know. But this year, it's been a few years this way now, that it's only one song on the format. Which one you think is easier, the one song format or doing two? Because someone was
two songs.
Yeah, two songs.
Two songs is better because you can maybe make a four-part mistake in the first round, and then you can redeem yourself in the second round. So I think you have a chance. You won't have a chance with two songs.
Right. Yeah. So you get to show more of your style and your variety if it is you come with two songs. Right.
And let's say you make a little mistake in the first round, you can make it up in the second round. So I feel the two songs is a better version and a better version of the competition.
So let me ask you a question. If there was a competition that brought all the regional Calypso Monarchs together to do a competition, would you participate in something like that?
Very much so, very much so. I feel, I also have a writer that writes for me. That's Ian Jackson, and I feel he's a very prolific writer. I feel he's in a good position to write a song that would resonate well with the region, which we did this year. And I feel a competition like that will be able to take part in it comfortably.
And expand your view on how these competitions go.
Of course, of course. And I mean, I took a look at my performance, and I know a lot of people met me after this show. They tell me, even if you didn't win, but we see a lot of potential in you. And come back next year, you know, strong is within your grasp. In fact, I felt that my only competition of the night was me. And
your nerves, right. And on a day of love too, February 14th, you're sure you wasn't studying the after? That's why you get so confused on the stage.
When I was young in the crowd, I saw my lady smiling for me. Maybe that happened to me.
Oh, you see? That's what happened. Then you had to sing the verse twice. What about young people? Do you see young people getting involved in Calypso?
Yes, I mean, this year we had a few young people in the Calypso. And we also have a system, Junior Monarch. So from the Junior Monarch, there's young persons that get involved, people getting involved in Calypso from a tender age. Mm-hmm. And then they grow up with it and they end up coming to the competition after a while. So it's from Nabil Livon, a lot of youth are involved in it as well. And even in the big competition, I see a lot of young persons there as well. So it attracts people. There's a handsome, well, I don't say handsome, but there's a reasonable financial payment at the end if you win. Like this year, it was $25,000. So it's attracting people. So people will continue to come to it.
So you will continue in the competition. What about mentorship? Do you see yourself doing that for younger persons? Or have you received mentorship on your own journey becoming a Calypsonian?
I would say yes, because when I started from elimination to where I got to at the finals, if it wasn't for the mentorship of some veterans in the Calypso business, I would not have been able to perform the way I did, or even sang the way I did. So I got mentorship from persons who have experience in Calypso. And it's something I would like to pass on as well to the younger generation, because when you see you singing, out there you're singing karaoke, or you're singing reggae, or you're singing, you're just singing, performing, and you're looking at Calypso, and then you think you can do Calypso. When you come into Calypso arena, it's not just singing. Calypso is not just singing. There's a lot more to Calypso than singing, and I got to learn it the hard way. And when I got a fast crash course, and I picked it up very quickly. And I have this ideology that for you to sing Calypso, you have to sing the song that even a deaf person can understand what you say. So that's what Calypso is. So, for instance, you might be saying something big, but you have to show the big. You know, you can't just say big and you're just saying something big. It's a big. So that's what calypso is. You have to show it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an art form and it's different from just holding a mic and sing. So.
Now just.
I learned a lot.
Go ahead. I didn't catch.
I learned a lot from this year.
So now we are familiar with reggae, soca, calypso. Zouk, I see bouillon on your list of genres that you sing in. I've never heard about bouillon. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What is bouillon?
I probably heard
the style, but this was saying I like to learn. So tell me a little bit about bouillon.
We had some bouillon artists down Trinidad recently. Little Boy and Kwan, those guys were Trinidad recently.
Mm-hmm. I know the name.
The radio station. So, bouillon music is
sing a little something. Sing a little something.
You love the bouillon. I want the bouillon. Give me the bouillon. Give me the bouillon. This is bouillon for your mind and bouillon for your soul. This bouillon will live out and it will never make you cold.
Ah.
Yes, pushing all my bouillon inside. I can see you squeezing your eyes, yeah. Baby girl, let's open your face. Everything will be fine. Everything will be right, yeah. Now you see the bouillon and vanitize. Now you dramatize. You make it nice.
Ah, that's more like a jab kind of song. Juve morning kind of thing.
Yeah, bouillon is plenty rhythm.
Mm.
And more, you know, chants and plenty rhythm. Little lyrics, plenty rhythm, bouillon is. So, I mean, I have some bouillon on my YouTube page. So if you check it out, it's Red 767. I have some bouillon there.
Well, I'm going to check it out now. Check it up on YouTube. So your future plans for 2027, what do those look like? And will you be entering competition again for next year?
Most definitely. I want to try something new in the music business. I want to make an album. I call it a versatile album. I want to do 2 reggae, 2 dancehall, 2 bouillon, 2 soca, and 2 calypso. I want to try something never been done before. All in one album.
Okay, now I just got onto your YouTube page, so I say your soca nice is one.
That's a soca. Your soca nice, that's a soca.
Soca tune. So which one is the Oh Baby Why Bouillon 2025? Is that one?
Which one?
Oh Baby Why Bouillon 2025.
Oh Baby Why is not me. Let me see. I can send you.
See, that's why I asked. I want to get the right one. Okay, so I will play the your soca nice to close off.
Yeah, and then what to do on the soca nice, you can go to my channel from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
And then you will see my.
So your plan for 2026, another album. Any special collaborations you would like to do?
Oh, in 2020, of course. I mean, I would like to. Like, I mean, I love soca as well.
Mm-hmm.
And soca, I mean, Trinidad is the land of soca. There's one thing I want to share with you. I mean, I've been hearing this argument about soca and bouillon and lately in the atmosphere. I mean, I look at the Caribbean as one region.
Mm-hmm.
As if you listen to my second calypso, One Voice, that's what it speaks of. The uniting as one. To have a bigger voice on the world stage. So I feel we should not be as the Caribbean arguing about who have soca and who have bouillon and who have reggae. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All this music are Caribbean music. And we should be proud of all this music in every Caribbean country. And anyone in any Caribbean country should be able to express themselves with those music without no issue or problem. That's mm-hmm. how I feel about the music. That is our music. You understand?
Yep. I hear him.
Yeah.
And I think through music is the vehicle that more messages are passed on and understood. Because like you said, a deaf person should be able to understand what a calypsonian singing.
Yeah, yeah. Because when you go out there in the foreign country and we hear Caribbean music playing, all they say is Caribbean music that plays. No matter if it's reggae, soca, booyo, calypso, all you hear out there, that's a Caribbean music.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come down here in the Caribbean, we say, you know, that is Jamaican music, that is Trinidad music, that is Dominican music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We should not be in that segregation. I don't say that we shouldn't be in that in the Caribbean. We should all collectively say it's our music, Caribbean music. So that's why I sing reggae comfortably, I sing soca comfortably, I sing booyo comfortably, calypso comfortably, dancehall comfortably, because it's Caribbean music.
Mm-hmm. So,
and I feel I'm a Caribbean man.
As you know, the region has been a bit tense lately with what was happening with the United States and Venezuela and the role of CARICOM and all the islands, kind of wondering if we should come together or not. From the Calypsonians' perspective, from another island, and the CARICOM heads meeting supposed to happen from tomorrow, do you think there is still hope for the Caribbean to come together and make a substantial note? Or tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah, as long as we have life and breath and strength in us as Caribbean people, there's always hope that we can make it. There's always hope we can do it. There's always hope that we can unite as one. And that's one of the main reasons of this song. So you should have that song on your queue, One Voice.
Well, I have it right here, so I was deciding if to you know, be all peppy with the bouillon or let's do One Voice. I think as the topic of the day is what we should expect with the CARICOM meeting, I will play One Voice.
Yes.
So, Mr. Darrow, thank you so much for coming on. And when the season starts again in Dominica, give us a call.
Well, the season really starts in December. So that's when the season starts again. But however, I'll be putting on new music as the year go along, so I'll be keeping in contact with you.
Sure.
It'll my soca music.
Mm-hmm.
I need treated that to get a taste of it too, man. It's our music.
Well, you're starting from the right time. From around that time is when new music is released. Try even September, October. That's when we start to feel out the new music.
Yeah, man, and you see that My Soca, Your Soca Nice? That's a music about it's a girl, man. She's singing a soca, man. And the soca just nice, man. Yeah, man.
All right.
Your soca nice, girl. I'll be coming back for more. Your soca nice, girl. I'll be coming back for sure. Darling, where you doing your thing? I never knew you could sing. Just watching you do your thing, it giving me a feeling, I'm so happy. The way you winding that thing, it's like a movie.
Go to the press for that one and bring it to TNT. Mr. Bernard, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
When you need the independence to speak your mind, you take it on the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5 FM.